Did you know April is National Poetry Month? To celebrate, we wanted to hear from some of our nation's young poets.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kevin Gu. I'm 17 years old, and I'm the National Student Poet of the Northeast.
Kevin is the 2021 National Student Poet representing the Northeast region of the United States for the National Students Poets Program. And here's how he started writing poetry.
Writing poetry was something that came sort of naturally. I can't really pinpoint a specific time or period of my life in which I began, but just from a young age, it started being incorporated into my life. As a child of Chinese immigrants, you know, I can recount the numerous folktale stories that my father told me at night. In fact, the first poem I ever memorized was one by Li Bai, a prolific Chinese poet. It also helped that China's history of poetry is so rich and vibrant. But I really clutched to these stories as a child, and I think that's what gave me an avenue to really explore my own heritage more deeply through this medium. Poetry also is just an amazing tool and device to grow and heal. And it's just a medium of telling stories that's abstract and unbound by the limits of conventionalism. And poetry makes legible what is not usually afforded the luxury of language: my body, my culture, how it fastens to me, how it remains corporeal in my body, on my skin. And I just love telling stories through this style of writing. You know, it's just a wonderful format that really allows me to breathe and exhale and say everything I want to say in such a beautiful way.
Listen, Kevin is clearly wise beyond his 17 years. He'd also told us a bit about what he'd like readers to take away from his poetry.
After gaining experience on how to wield language as a tool, it allows me to express wholly and fearlessly, to craft my own meanings, to help me say I'm happy in a million wonderfully different ways. And I want the reader to take away this. I want them to see my story. Stories of my parents' struggles as immigrants, societal ruptures, the disjoint in the two cultures I exist in, the two languages I communicate through. Through this, I let poetry carve my future, to foster my curiosity and love for language, to breathe life into unspoken stories that one day, hopefully, readers will be able to hear and to read.
And without further ado, here's Kevin Gu with his poem, Splinterings.
Ma, remember how you would hold me? It was on days just like these. We took naps under the curtains, dozed off sun. Us steamed sweet like overused bamboo baskets. Dozed off sun, our hands pressed together. Remember, you were happy. You would take me to the market, stringed beneath those drunken stars, elegies of your husked breath seeding sighs within the concrete. You remained unspoken, but I heard how you thought back to Pa and missed how he held us too, musculature and all. Sometimes I think back to when I was 5, how we broke sunflower seeds with our teeth. Back then, I thought the chip in your smile was a splintering, the same bite that bit yourself raw. But it was just your fingers picking at it until it eroded away and away. 5 o'clock, 5 feet deep below the rubber soles of your burdened feet. Do you think back then too? It wasn't so bad. Look at me again, Ma. Run your hands through my hair, black, and I'll run my hands down your cheek, salted.
My thanks to Kevin Gu for sharing his work with us today. We'll have more young poets throughout the month of April. And thanks to our amazing planning editor and producer, Shanta Covington, for this piece.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.